Welcome to Doomscroll. I'm Matt Sheffield.
And I'm Lisa Curry. And today we are joined by my hilarious friend, comedian Maggie May. Maggie, so good to see you.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being on.
And for those of you who are watching, you notice that Lisa is in a little bit of a different location today.
Yeah, I mean, I travel around a lot, but my Wi-Fi is not working to my house. So I'm parked in front of my house, sitting in my car. The lighting here is pretty nice, though. I might start recording from here. Just all the, like, who needs a ring light?
It's very good lighting. Yeah. It's very natural. Yeah.
I'm going to be doing a photo shoot in here, actually, as soon as we wrap.
It's on the center console.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who would have thought that those MAGA truckers were ahead of the curve and all this stuff?
Yeah. They don't really hate anyone. The lighting was just great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's all they need. All right.
So
well,
Matt's
going
to have to queue up all the stories because I can't see anything because I'm on my phone. So
yeah,
go for it.
So yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff happening as usual. And something that happened on Tuesday as we're taping this, Arizona Supreme Court upheld a 1864 total ban on abortion that was in effect while they weren't even a state. And women could not vote. And that's now the law of the land in Arizona, they said.
And as of Wednesday, when this drops, women across the state of Arizona are setting government buildings on fire. I'm just getting ahead of the news here. It's bound to happen.
You're not supposed to say that.
Yeah, right, exactly. And by women across Arizona, I mean me, and by government buildings, I mean I'm going to light my trash can on fire. I don't have time to drive to Sacramento.
Well, you were just in Arizona, actually, though. So
I was on Saturday, ironically, to get an abortion. I was there.
Get them while they're on sale.
Get them while they're hot. Smoke them if you got them. Abort them if you got it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, everything must go.
I feel like we should maybe come to an agreement that no laws that were in effect in 1865 and then later overturned need to be revisited. I'm just, without even looking at them, I'm just going to say across the board, anything from 1865 is not where we want to be current day.
Yeah, no, we can't be ruled by laws from people who like didn't quite understand like how the sun worked.
Yeah.
Like people didn't who still, you know, like things that they didn't know, they just attributed it to the devil. I don't need to follow any of you guys' laws these days. Like in the 1800s, they didn't really like have a good grasp on like how they weren't they not washing their hands during like surgeries at that time?
What? Well, this was also during the Civil War, this law passed. So like literally, so women could not vote. Black people could not vote. And this is the state of the medical art in Arizona. Mm-hmm.
It's like, I mean, it's insane. I don't want to be beholden to laws that were cooked up by people that would think Wi-Fi is the work of the devil, like, which it is. It is, just to be clear.
See, that's why your Wi-Fi doesn't work right now.
I'm like, hold on a second. Wait.
You forgot your cat sacrifice, Lisa. God damn it.
I'm like, these, it is, I mean, really any excuse to control women. It's insane that there aren't riots. Like, I think women are just tired. I think that's what it is. I don't know what it is.
Well, they've gone and confused a whole contingent of women that, like, like the kind of women that collect Precious Moments figurines and things like that.
No.
And so you can tell, like, oh, these precious babies, and they're on board. You know, like, they're not even thinking of anything. All these precious little babies, you can just eat their little feet. Okay, they're on board. They're ready to ban whatever.
Half my family are, my mom's entire side of the family are pro-lifers, pro-forced birthers. Zero of them have adopted. Zero. And, you know, like when I was a teenager, they would say shit to me like, well, if you ever get pregnant, you know, I'll take the baby. Don't have an abortion. I'm like, if you want so badly to raise somebody else's baby, you know that's something that's available to you right now. Yeah. You could do that today.
They'll give you two.
You could have a baby. There's this thing that this new thing called sex. Never heard of it.
Not when you're Catholic, there isn't.
Those ones who like have the fantasy that they can like swoop in and physically save the life of a child who was right about to be aborted. Like the same kind of people who like they won't go in and adopt a pet unless the pet is on death row. Like, oh, now we got to move, like, so I can go and tell everybody I saved this pet from death row. Like the same, it's the same kind of concept of like this baby almost was aborted if it wasn't for me. And it's like, well, there's like 400,000 other ones who also were not aborted, and you've done that.
Yeah, you don't seem to care about.
Right.
At all. And if anything, I'm like, my family's given money to the Catholic Church and they don't have a good track record with children.
So. Not exactly.
It's like, would be nice if your actions matched your words here. About
even just a little bit. Yeah.
It just looks like their supply is running low. That looks like their only motivation.
Exactly. Well, you know what? And it's funny that you say that, because like that is actually my pit theory, because like Republicans used or right-wing Christians used to say about gays and lesbians, they cannot reproduce, so they must recruit. But the opposite is actually true of them. Like nobody is converting to their churches anymore. And so that's what this forced birth is about. Like they are literally trying to force their women in their states to give birth. And have voters and have, that's what this is about, and to a large degree, but also of course, you know, the religion and all that as well. But I don't know, it just, yeah, so I 100% agree with you, even though you probably didn't even mean to make my point for me.
And you know what, people like to say, like, it's so weird to me, people will be like, Democrats want to kill all of these babies and they're a bunch of groomers. And it's like, if someone really wanted to be a groomer, don't you think that they would want a vulnerable population of children that people didn't want? Don't you think that you would want a stash of kids like that, that you could have available to groom? Because right now it looks like you're just trying to groom a bunch of kids.
Yeah, if you wanted to groom kids or manipulate them in any way, wouldn't you, A, want to have kids? Two, you'd be buying them up. You'd be at the fucking orphanage, you'd be there with a van, like get in.
yeah.
Well, but it is interesting also, though, you know, speaking of the Republicans, that I think there have been enough ballot initiatives in different states now, they are fucking terrified to actually reveal their position now. And so like Carrie Lake, the totally insane woman who ran for governor and was crying about it losing for two solid years after the fact. And now she's running for Senate in Arizona. She was like, yeah, I'm against the ruling and I want the governor and the state legislature to come up with an immediate common sense solution that Arizonans can support. Well, okay. So what's your opinion? Like you're literally running for office and you're not going to say what your fucking opinion is on the number one issue to the public.
The way politicians are able to dance around and not answer a question, I'm already stressed just thinking of debates we're going to have to see this year where no one answers any fucking question. And the moderator's just like, all right, next question.
Yeah.
Well, and then they fucking let them get away with it. But, sorry, go ahead.
With like, I think conservatives specifically, they will assume what they want to hear. Mm-hmm. Like I've never seen anything like that. Like people will be like, oh, well, they meant this. And clearly they meant that. And it's like, they didn't say that. You're just projecting and assuming and, you know, saying what you think. And they know that. Politicians know that they can say whatever they want. And as long as they don't come out and say, like, I will get an abortion for my mistress, their base, they'll just assume that they're on their side.
Mm-hmm.
And so they don't have to. Well, and so like the whole game is just trying not to turn off people specifically by letting them know the plan.
Yeah. And Trump also was doing that as well. He put out a video saying that, well, the Supreme Court made a ruling and therefore it will go to the states, but did not say whether he thought it should go to the states or what he wanted the states to do.
My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state. Many states will be different. Many will have a different number of weeks, or some will have more conservative than others, and that's what they will be. At the end of the day, this is all about the will of the people. You must follow your heart or, in many cases, your religion or your faith. Do what's right for your family and do what's right for yourself.
He lives in the state of Florida where there's now a 6-week ban on abortion. He didn't say what he's because like, yeah, because they can't actually be truthful about their agenda. That's what it comes down to.
Well, and I think the only reason they're even changing their tune, anyone on the right is even changing their tune about abortion at all. I think they wanted to go full bore, no abortion for anyone and also no contraception. A lot of the right wants that, which absolutely fuck them. But the thing is, I think that what they weren't understanding that would happen, what they weren't anticipating with the abortion rollbacks, is women who desperately want kids and are having complicated pregnancies are having health issues because they're having extreme health issues and almost dying because they can't have an abortion. They can't abort a fetus that is unviable. And in a lot of cases, if you let something get out of hand, the woman then is unable to have kids in the future because things have gone so poorly. And it's like, these people don't know anything about women's bodies or health or science at all. And I'm like, the fact that any of this is even being legislated one way or another, just people's healthcare, is psychotic to me, because we already don't have healthcare. How are you taking away healthcare from the no healthcare we have? How are you subtracting from zero?
Yep. Well, yeah, and it's also, and the media really do let them get away with this because, you know, like with Trump's statement that he put out, almost every big media outlet was saying things like, well, Trump says abortion should be left up to the states. And he did not say that. He did not fucking say that. Mm-hmm. And they're being like, oh, and Trump is moving to the center on abortion. And it's like, no, he just stopped talking. And you are, to what Maggie said, you are projecting onto him to try to make him seem more reasonable. Like there are literally millions of people in this country who don't have any fucking clue how nuts that Republicans are. And they may not even vote for him or might not vote at all. But, you know, they're just like, yeah, whatever. It's not that bad. Trump's not that, you know, he just says some funny stuff once in a while. And it's like, no, you just actually got to pay attention. But the media makes it hard for them to figure out the truth sometimes.
Yeah. I hate it.
I mean, for as dumb as people want to say that Trump is, like, he's still strategic. He's still cunning. Mm-hmm. He's still, like, clever enough to know that, like, there are things that you can't say. And, like, it's kind of a delicate position to where, like, a lot of people are just really tired with Biden and they might not necessarily immediately want to go vote Trump. But, like, him turning off the population that's not for Biden is not the way to get anything that he wants.
Yeah,
I don't know if I said that clearly.
Well, no, he has some of his advisors are super smart. Like they definitely know what the fuck they're doing. And so like there will be things where there will be like where they will like harass him for weeks on end. Don't fucking say this. Don't fucking say this. And he finally will get it through his head and remember, okay, I won't talk about that. Because like he, of course, loves his free association Alzheimer's rant sessions as he loves those, but he does place parameters on him. I think it's right. I mean, he's
I feel like this whole shit
like
right
an
now
awful
is,
stand-up comic, to be honest. Like, who knows? Yeah. I can't make a joke about something because I just got sued about that topic. That's what it comes down to.
Right. Yeah.
I feel like his whole agenda right now is just talking about the January 6th, quote unquote, patriots and how he's going to let them off the hook for things. Like, that seems to be his main focus, and great. Yeah. I don't, and here's the thing, I don't disagree with running a coup. I disagree with why they did it and how they did it. I feel like do it for fucking healthcare or cost of living or like housing, something important. Do it to curb the military budget, but to keep some dork in office, regardless, I don't care if it's my candidate. I don't care if it was a stolen election. That's the corniest, saddest waste of anyone's time I can think of. And this, yes, this is a call to listeners for us to do a coup together, but just for the right reasons.
For sure. Like, I think it's so weird that, like, this was the same demographic that was so, so distrustful of the government that you have to get guns to protect yourself from the government, but you also feel so strongly in the government that you are going to try to overthrow the government. So this random person can stay in office and people are like, oh, well, he's going to fix the economy.
Who doesn't
like,
give a shit about you?
Really? Yeah. It's like, you really think that this is the only guy who can fix the economy. What universe do you live in where there's just one dude and he's got one more shot to fix the economy forever?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's not real. It's completely not real.
Yeah.
But I guess in other pointless waste of time effort news, we have that the Republicans, they in the House, they impeached Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas a few weeks ago. And for no, like, they acknowledged they actually had no evidence of high crimes and misdemeanors that he did. And according to them, you cannot impeach Donald Trump for unless you have crimes to accuse him of. So, but then they turned around, of course, and impeached Alejandro Mayorkas by one vote. And so the Senate leader, Chuck Schumer of the Democrats, is like, okay, look, I guess we have to vote on this thing. So let's just dismiss it. And but the House Republicans, they're like, no, we're going to have a trial for him on Monday. And so it's just like, this is the biggest, stupidest waste of time. Everyone knows this dude is going to get off, and he wasn't even accused of any crimes, but we're going to do this anyway. Like, this is what Republicans want to spend their time on. Like, the Baltimore Bridge collapsed and they won't even vote on that, but they're going to do this instead.
Yeah, there's I mean I feel like there's bigger problems, but
I got a question, though. This is probably directed to Lisa. How do we steal from the government? If this is what they're doing, if they're wasting my tax dollars like this, how do we steal from them? I need y'all to have less money to be doing this kind of shit.
Yeah. I mean, I think everyone should just stop paying their taxes. I'm trying to get everyone on board with just not paying their doctor bills, but so far, people are still doing it for some reason. I don't understand.
Look, Lisa, I like the ideas that you have been presenting so far. I am willing to be part of your religion or cult or gang or whatever you're calling this. I will move to the commune, whatever. I'll take a blood oath. I don't know. Is this a gang? I'm in it.
Yeah. I'll say cult. I like the vibe of a cult because they always start off well intentioned, and I can't commit to things long term. So by the time something were to go off the rails, I'll be done with it.
I'd like a nice cult where you can go home, where you can do some crazy shit in someone's backyard and then just leave when
a temporary cult.
Yeah, a real optional cult.
Yeah.
Although I feel like by definition.
Stay. Yeah.
Yeah. Although by definition, that seems like that's not really a cult. But hey.
Well, what if I hand out leadership?
We don't have to belabor the point.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. I'll sort out details. I'll get back to you.
Okay. Okay. Cool. I mean, if y'all don't have rooms, I'm going to have to go home after we're done culting. I need to check on my dog. Unless y'all got rooms.
It's an offset. We do it in a WeWork.
But you know what, though? I guess this is actually a perfect segue. Speaking of cults, the Christian nationalists were obsessed with the eclipse that happened this week. And in the dumbest, stupidest possible ways. I can understand, like, having a cult has some fun aspects, but if this is how you do
the sex,
it, like,
the drugs.
Yeah, that's right.
The community.
But instead of that, this is what Steve Bannon wants to do instead.
Bishop Strickland is going to say a mass simultaneous with the eclipse today, and we are going to stream that on both our Getter and our Rumble. This is about making sure there's no satanic forces that come through. So we will live stream that from.
Satanic forces.
I don't understand. Listen, my understanding was, like, cult leaders are supposed to be, like, charismatic or funny or attractive. And this guy is like a boring. He's like if somebody picked their scab off and threw it in a pool. It's like a scab at the bottom of a public pool.
Yeah.
Maggie's gonna log off.
Like, that's exactly.
Yeah, and he wants to have a mass with you. Like,
see, this is why we need education in this country, is because
we need,
like, it's like, if you don't know how things work, anything is possible. So people hear eclipse, the sun is gonna this and this and that, and they immediately, like we're talking about earlier, they go to the 1800s and just say it's the devil. They don't know what's. It reminds me of, did you guys ever see that one clip of the people leaving a church service, and they saw a bunch of, like, flying lights, and they're like, oh my God, they're angels, and they were all excited and taking videos, and they were like drones.
No, I didn't see that. Bless.
They were like drones, and these people were, like, so excited that they got to see angels. It's like, those are the same people who are going to be watching this. And also,
these are the people who think Donald Trump cares about them.
Yeah.
You know what, Maggie?
These are people who will vote.
You just reminded me that I've had on my to-do list for a while, burn the image of Jesus into a piece of toast and sell it on eBay. So, I mean,
yeah, that's a good idea. You do good grifts, dude.
Yeah, I mean, oh, you didn't even know I have a whole pharmaceutical
come
scam.
Up with some shit.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you ever need an alibi, you were at my house. Just tell them that.
There we go.
I'm cool with being your alibi.
I love it. Great.
So in addition to the eclipse causing all of the morons to think that Satan was coming to get them, there was a small earthquake in the upper northeastern United States. And it actually, the epicenter was basically on Donald Trump's golf course there. But nonetheless, Rudy Giuliani, his former lawyer, did not know this fact. And instead, he had some thoughts about earthquakes and Democrats and God.
We left the communist state of New York. And then we were in the state of Connecticut. And we just escaped all of the earthquakes. And then we got to Massachusetts, which probably had some earthquakes. And we got to New Hampshire with no earthquakes, which is telling me that somebody sending us a message. The communist states are getting earthquakes. I think that's what look at California. You can't have more earthquakes than California. You want to figure out why?
Wait, Taylor, he does the bug eye thing. Yeah.
I know.
That's what happens when you don't understand tectonic plates.
Yeah. Yeah.
80 years old saying this shit.
We're getting a message. That's how old Rudy Giuliani is, that he doesn't even, he's like, well, I don't know. That was our answering machine when I was growing up, was the earth.
Yeah, it's, and like, that guy was Donald Trump's lawyer, like the best that Trump could come up with. Just, like, I'm actually glad that somebody that stupid was running his 2020 theft operation. Like, We're lucky in America that he was doing it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Sorry, I'm just battery. Oh, great. Okay. That's good.
Sorry, I just wanted to make sure that this was charging right now. Okay.
Okay. Ah. That's great.
Yeah. I don't know. It just, it kind of feels a little bit good to know that, like, the right does believe in climate change. Kind of, on some level. They think it's, like, they think it's fueled by, like, you know, sex or whatever. Yeah. But at least they kind of believe it.
Yeah. The climate is, is changing.
Well, yeah. And that reminds me, though, like, I think in the 90s, Pat Robertson was famous for saying hurricanes were caused by gay people. I remember that getting punished. And, you know, and I think a lot of kind of casual sort of centrist type people, they were like, oh, Republicans don't think that stuff anymore. That's just those crazy pastors. And it's like, no, this is Donald Trump's lawyer who thinks this.
I wouldn't be surprised if some people in my family
haven't changed a bit. Oh, yeah, I'm sure some of my Mormon relatives think this stuff too, I'm sure. I wouldn't doubt it for a second. But yeah, it's like there are so many people who live in like a blue area and they're just insulated from all the craziness and they never see it. So it's not real to them. It is not a thing that actually exists. It's just a thing on TV. It's not
Could be. I mean, although I'm from like a rural red area, like rural Indiana, and I'm very aware of all the crazies, but I
well,
can
you
understand
are, yeah for that reason
yeah but yeah. I could sympathize with somebody coming from my hometown and being like, I never want to hear this shit or think about it again, goodbye, deuces, and just like moving to Manhattan and being like, no, none of that exists, no way. That sounds way more peaceful.
fair point. But, well, I guess in other interesting pursuits, we'll say, the state of Oregon has decided that they are going to recriminalize certain drugs. And so they just passed a law and the governor signed it. And this was Democrats who did it. And it passed with overwhelming bipartisan support because basically people in Oregon seem to think that opioid use went off the chain and fentanyl was legal in Oregon as well. Mm. And it's interesting because there's not evidence necessarily that it caused a lot of these overdoses that were happening. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, everybody was like, nah, we don't think fentanyl and heroin should be legal to do on the street in front of everybody. So I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like we could draw the line at heroin. That's not, we don't need that. No, I do want weed and mushrooms to be legal everywhere, though.
Things that make you go to sleep, like how much can that really do to you? But shit that makes your eyeballs fall out of your eye socket and you start eating yourself, like that's a good idea. Then that's not legal.
I don't know. I feel like that's like the. Like the substitute teacher came in and was just like, I'm cool. I'm going to let you guys listen to music while you do your work. And then it goes off the rails immediately because of course it would. Like the fact that these drugs are illegal was like literally the only deterrent for a lot of people. Like the fact that they could go to, and I get it. Like there are a lot of like mental health things and throwing people in jail is not going to solve the problem for drugs, but just giving them all the drugs that they could want or like allowing access to like whenever you want, that's not sending the message that this shit is like not good for you.
It's certainly not a substitute for fucking healthcare. Like why don't you do that first and then see what happens to drug
they
use
will do
America.
Literally for anything to avoid giving us healthcare. Literally anything.
Because so many people turn to hard drugs because their life sucks and they don't have a therapist and they don't have antidepressants.
Yeah.
And so they
turn
to cocaine or whatever.
Drugs are fun.
there's a difference between getting high and trying to escape your life while still living it. Like that's basically what they're trying to do.
Yeah. The difference between like a fun drug that'll have a good night and a drug that will lose custody of your children.
Yeah.
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 You know? There you go. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. And then in some good news, so Beyonce's first album was, she became the first Black woman to hit number one on the Billboard country charts with her new album. So
she also was the first Black artist as of a couple of days ago with, she has the top 15 spots all in country music, on Apple Music, in country music.
Okay. Yeah. Well, hey.
Yeah, she's unstoppable.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I have to say, like, it is funny because, like, yeah, there's still so many idiots out there that are like, oh, I don't want her to be in country. And it's like, did have you not paid attention to this industry? Like, it has completely transitioned over into pop time ago.
Said that about Shania Twain back in the day. They're like, this isn't country. This is pop country and whatnot. But everybody who's mad, they're mad because, like, for years, everybody has said country sucks. Remember, people be like, I like all kinds of music except for country. People hated country and they kept trying to convince people, no, country's good. Country, not me. I've been fucking with country since forever. I'm from Texas. Diamond Rio here all day, right? But they've been trying to get us to listen to country. Oh, listen to country. It's good. It's good. Then Beyonce went and put a Stetson on, and all of a sudden we were like on board. They're like, what, my opinion on country was not good enough for you? They're just salty that I did not take your word when the new Leanne Womack album came out. I didn't want to listen to that. People didn't want to listen to that. No, so they're mad that
didn't
they're
go to fucking Stagecoach. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, well,
that's saltiness.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm sure there's got to be a little bit of racism in there as well. I mean,
absolutely. Probably that's the secret ingredient in a lot of hateration.
That's the secret ingredient in America, I think.
Yeah, yeah. That and celery salt. It's always two of them.
Hey, hey, don't you dare knock celery salt. I love celery salt. I don't even know where I got the idea from, but I stumbled on it one day and I was like, hey, this is fucking great. And I'm probably like the only person out there that thinks that. Well, in other Nashville news, there is a pop-up Christian nightclub that is doing business there.
Love it.
And they have a ban on drinking in the club and on twerking. So sounds like a perfect nightclub spot for everyone.
That reminds me of there was
and Jesus rap, of course. Also, yes.
There was a nightclub in my hometown called, I believe it was called Trendsetters, like a couple of towns over, and it was for kids, for like 16 up. Actually, as I'm saying this, I hope there weren't people fully in their 20s there. I don't know if they.
I'm sure.
I am assuming 16 up means them too. I'm just having a horrible realization right now, everyone. But there was, of course, no booze there. Plenty of fingering. That's what you're gonna get. I
mean, they can't ban booze at the pregame. Mm-hmm. If you're pre-drinking and show up swerved to the Christian club, there's really not a lot they can do.
See, flasks
are
to be honest, like, I think the drinking ban over there is just simply because they don't want to have to pay for a liquor license. That's really what this is.
Okay.
Sure.
I got to think that's what it is. Because how can you have a nightclub without...
Is it not?
Oh, yeah. You can get drunk on that. There you go.
And I guess they don't want to pay for a twerking license either.
Well, I don't know. From what I heard, Mary Magdalene was into it. It's just one of those stories that I just don't see this lasting. Because, like, and there's a reason they don't have a physical permanent location.
So, yeah, it won't.
Can you imagine, like, somebody being like, let's go there. This is my new weekend. No one's going to do. Like, it's a novelty that you'll go to.
I think that would be fun, just for the spectacle. I would go.
You would go there one time, Lisa. That's what you would do.
I don't even drink to have a good time. Prayers up or whatever.
If I was 18, this is the kind of thing that I would go to. back when I was 18, I would absolutely go to this. A couple of times.
Yeah. When you're a kid, literally anywhere you can possibly get away from your family and out of your house, anywhere.
Yeah.
If you were like, there is a no booze allowed party in the swamp, I'd be like, what are the coordinates? I'll be there.
I was a church teen, so this seems like an after party for a youth group.
Yeah.
You know, when youth group is over and they play all the music and they kind of turn the lights a little bit dim so you can play basketball or whatnot.
Okay, but here the thing I don't get though, it's like it's just so much like, I don't know, like it's like trying to be half pregnant or just the tip sex.
Okay,
or like,
if you will,
Matt. Oh, that's what I'm going to say. Yes. Okay. Well, now we have to give that reference. Yeah. So like, no, I've never met anyone who claims to have done this or known anyone who did it. But nonetheless, So nonetheless, for people who haven't heard, what it is soaking is this urban legend in the Brigham Young University where they claim that it's a way of having sex without having
real.
Sex. You think it's real?
It's got to be real. It's too widely known.
I know so many Mormons, Mormons, and I don't know anyone who's claimed that they ever did it or know anyone who did it. But anyway,
who's copping to it? Who's
Lisa,
saying?
Okay, hold on. Yeah. I gotta
They're
say what
to get
it
into
is
heaven.
Here. So for people who don't know, okay, like, just let me say what it is. Okay, so basically, the guy inserts himself and then they don't move. And then it's not sex if you don't move. And then you have a friend who jumps on the bed for you. And that's a
key.
Way that you can have sexual movement.
I do that during
without
regular
moving.
Intercourse, by the way. I have my roommate come in the bathroom room.
Just spice it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Make it feel like there's an earthquake. Like this is real sinful.
I mean, hell, that's the way everybody who has a dog has sex. So.
Matt, speak for yourself. I put my dog in another room.
Well,
amazing. Where is this pop-up nightclub? It's in Nashville. We got to give the address so people can go. What's it called?
Well, see, it doesn't have an address, Lisa. That's why we can't give it out. There is no
guys,
address.
If you're around Nashville, you got to look it up. Go take photos, submit them to us. Let us know how it was.
Okay. Yeah. And it's called The Cove is the name of it.
The Cove. So, yeah, I love it. Fun. Awesome.
Yeah.
Sounds
nice
like
little,
a coffee shop little... on Moesha.
Yeah. Oh, I miss
there you
Moesha.
Go. Yeah. Yeah, that was a good show. All right. Well, that is our last story of the day here. So it's been Lisa's boiling in her car there.
I can't take it anymore. But, thanks everyone for listening. Follow me on Instagram, Olympian Lisa Curry. Where can we find you, Maggie?
I'm on all the
things.
What
you're up to also.
Maggie May, but you spell May, M-A-Y-E. Because okay. I'm difficult.
And then you've also got the comedy group acting thing you were
Hot Copy Sketch Group. It's the fourth Friday of every month at the Broadwater Theater, but in May we're going to be on the 18th at the Elysian Theater.
Nice.
18th of May.
Awesome.
Great.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, well, thanks for being here everybody, and we'll see you guys next time.